गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जसोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन जामुना तीरा बनचारी जामुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन जामुना तीरा बनचारी जामुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
शील प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोऽयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकंत राधाकंत नमास्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये दुर्गमे पथिमेन्धस्य स्खलत्पादगतिर्मुहु स्वकृपायष्टिदानेन सन्तसन्त्वलम्बनम् मदेकबन्धुमत्सङ्गीन् मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारकमद्भाग्य मदानन्दनमास्तुते असाधु साधुतादायीन् अतिनीचचतारक हानमञ्च कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित्कण्ठय स्फुरः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 20 बड़े महाराज सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 थ्रू 19 आई होप 19th इज ऑन द बोर्ड एंड वी कैन चैंट द वर्स फर्स्ट टुगेदर
तदा सुरेन्द्रं दिवि देवतागणा
देवता
तदा सुरेन्द्रम दिवि देवता गणा गंधर्व विद्याधर सिद्ध चारणः गंधर्व विद्याधर चासिद्ध गंधर्व विद्याधर सिद्ध चारणः तत्कर्म सर्वे पिगणन्त अर्जवम् तत्कर्म सर्वे पिगणन्त अर्जवम् प्रसूनवर्षैर्बभृशूर्मुदान्वितः तदा सुरेन्द्रं दिवि देवता गणा गंधर्व विद्याधर सिद्ध चारणः तत्कर्म सर्वे पिगणन्त अर्जवम् प्रसून वर्षैर्बभृशूर्मुदान्वितः तदा सुरेन्द्रं दिवि देवता गणा गंधर्व विद्याधर सिद्ध चारणः तत्कर्म सर्वे पिगणन्त अर्जवम् प्रसून वर्षैर्बभृशूर्मुदान्वितः
प्लीज रिपीट
सुरेन्द्रं दिवि देवता गणा गंधर्व सिद्धाधर सिद्ध चारणा सर्वे पिगणन्तार्जवम् प्रसूनवर्षैर्बभृशूर्मुदान्विता तदा सुरेन्द्रं दिवि देवता गणा
Matajis.
Matajis.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki tada, at that time, Asura Indram unto the king of the demons, Bali Maharaj, Divi in the higher planetary system, Devata Ganaha, the residents known as the demigods, Gandharva, the Gandharvas, Vidyadhara, the Vidyadharas, Siddha, the residents of Siddha Loka, Charanaha, the residents of Charana Loka, Tat, that, Karma, action, Sarve Api, all of them, Grihanta, declaring, Arjavan, plain and simple, Prasuna Varsahi, with a shower of flowers, Babrisuhu, released, Mudha Anvita, Mudanvita, being very pleased with him. Translation: at that time, the residents of the higher planetary system, namely the demigods, the Gandharvas, the Vidyadharas, the Siddhas and Charanas, all being very pleased by Bali Maharaj's simple, non-duplicious act, praised his qualities, and showered upon him millions of flowers. Purport: Arjavam, simplicity or freedom from duplicity, is a qualification of a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava automatically acquires all the qualities of a Brahmana. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavat kinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura. A Vaishnava should possess the brahminical qualities such as satya, sama, dama, titiksa and arjava. There cannot be any duplicity in the character of a Vaishnava. When Bali Maharaj acted with unflinching faith and devotion unto the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, this was very much appreciated by all the residents of the higher planetary system. Now, from text 16 to 18, Evam Saptah Swaguruna Satyanna Chalita Mahan Vamanaya Dadavenam Architto Dakapurvakam. Sukadev Goswami continued, even after being cursed in this way by his own spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being a great personality, never deviated from his determination. Therefore, according to custom, he first offered water to Vamanadev and then offered him the gift of land he had promised.
Vindhyavalistadagatya patni jalakamalini aninne kalasam haimam abane janyapam bhritam.
Bali Maharaj's wife, known as Vindhyavali, who was decorated with a necklace of pearls, immediately came and had a large golden water pot brought there, full of water with which to worship the Lord by washing his feet.
Yajamanaha swayam tasya srimat pada jugam muda abanijya bahan murdhini tadopo viswapavani.
Bali Maharaj, the worshipper of Lord Vamanadev, jubilantly washed the Lord's lotus feet and then took the water on his head, for that water delivers the entire universe. So we are in this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the conversation between Bali Maharaj and his guru Shukracharya is happening in the presence of the Supreme Lord, who has appeared in form of Vamanadev. So we have been hearing how Shukracharya, he feels he has responsibility to protect the wealth of his disciple, and that's why he have been instructing him courageously in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, claiming himself as if he is better than the Supreme Lord. And his disciple, who has got full faith on the Supreme Lord, is arguing, is putting forward his sentiment before his Guru Maharaj and explaining what he should do is correct, what he is going to do is the right decision he has taken. Even though his Guru Maharaj is saying, see, I instructed you, it is my duty as a spiritual master to protect you, because you are a grihastha, you need wealth to remain protected, be happy in your family life. How can you survive without wealth? So it's my duty as a spiritual master, I am trying to give you protection. Okay, my dear disciple, if you don't listen, just see what is going to happen. You will be very soon bereft of all this wealth and you will learn the lesson at that time. But Bali Maharaj is a very perfect disciple. He understands. He is saying, my dear Guru, well, if you are saying that I'll be bereft of this opulence, anyway, one day when I leave this body, I will leave all these material opulences. And according to your argument, this Brahmana boy who has come in form of a Batu, dwarf Brahmana boy, how much I may give him in charity, still he will not be satisfied. Since I am destined to lose this wealth, these possessions at the end of my life, why not give him now? Let him be satisfied. Whatever he wants to do, let him do. If he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the best thing I can ever think of doing with the use of my material opulence. Why not give him? You can see the dedication, the determination of a sincere devotee of the Lord. He has this sharp intelligence. Even though his guru is confused,
But he is not confused. He is very clear in his understanding. Here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before me. I should be serving him wholeheartedly. So he did that. And what did he do? In spite of his gurus forbidding him not to take up this service, still, what did he do? Sukadev Goswami is saying, Evam sapta swaguruna satyat na chalito mahan. Mahan. Here, Sukadev Goswami, he is addressing Bali Maharaj as Mahan. Mahan means Bali Maharaj has the knowledge about reality. He has the power of discrimination. He is not blinded like his spiritual master. That's why he is Mahan. Not only that, and he has this courage and he is very much patient in his service, what he is going to do. Even if I am going to lose this entire universe, so what? He is very much determined and magnanimous. You can see the magnanimity in Bali Maharaj. He is ready to give up everything to the Supreme Lord. That's how he is Mahan. Evam saptaswa guruna. Even though he has been cursed by his guru, still he is fixed in his determination. So what did he do? Bamanaya dadau enam. He has promised that I will give these 3 footsteps of land. Now, udaka purvakam. And he accepted udaka. There is a tradition, custom followed by those who are pious people. They perform some pious rituals. It is said that sankalpam tu tada kuryat snana dana vratadike. People go to holy places to bathe, to give some charity. Sometimes they perform some vrata in auspicious days. Those who are punya karma oriented, who are very much interested to earn piety, so for them the sankalpa is very, very essential. Punya karma, you know, snana, dana, vratadike. When they perform such kind of pious activities in form of snana, dana and vrata, they have to perform the sankalpa. Means, you can ask, if they don't perform sankalpa, what's the next? Anyatha punya karmani nisphalani na sangsaya. Without performing sankalpa, if somebody is engaged in the form of snana, dana, vrata, etc., then there will be no due result rendered to the performer. So that's why those who are punya karmis, interested in performing pious activities and gain some result out of such performance, they have to perform the sankalpa. So Bali Maharaj, he is also thinking that now I have become the king and I want to become a world-renowned, you know, charity giver. So I have to do everything according to the scriptural injunctions. So he took water. And how? Sankalpa, there is a special process followed when we perform sankalpa. Om tatsat iti such and such month, such and such paksha, such and such tithi, your name, and for what you are doing. So all these things, kind of, you know, we have to chant properly, in proper order, sequence, with the help of the brahmana. And then, you should have water with kusa grass, with kusa grass in the hand. Normally they keep in the hand or maybe in a pot, then, you know. So, this is the vidhi, sankalpa, people follow. So Bali Maharaj, he did that. because now he is going to give this charity to Vamana Dev. So at that time, what happened? Vindhyavali Stadat Gatya, the wife of Bali Maharaj, Vindhyavali, she immediately rushed to the spot. Patni Jala Kamalini, her beautiful feature have been described here. She has worn a necklace, pearl necklace, and she is the wife of a king. What is the need for her to rush to this spot to help her husband collecting water to bathe the lotus feet of the Lord? Now you can understand from here. When it's a Jalaka Malini, this indicates that she was protected under the within the four walls of the palace. Even sun god did not see her face till then. She was such a chaste lady. And today, when she heard that her husband is going to do this sankalpa, and now he needs water to bathe the lotus feet of the Lord, because this is the vidhi. When you want to give the charity to a brahmana, you have to welcome him nicely, make him seated comfortably in a nice seat, then wash his lotus feet, give him something to drink. This is the vidhi. So now she is very much excited to be part of the program. This is the duty of a good housewife, that they always accompany their husband in their spiritual duties. That's why in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained, Tribarga Dogdhri, the wife who have been defined as the better half of their husband, is called Tribarga Dogdhri. Means with the help of wife, he can dharma, artha, kama. So in that way, Vindhyavali, she is also very much confident that now it's time for me should go and accompany my husband in this beautiful performance of washing the lotus feet of Lord Vamana Deva. So she rushed, and she did not wait for her maid servant to come and assist her husband. Just imagine, just see the desire of a genuine devotee when it comes to rendering pure devotional service to the Lord. When there is an opportunity for myself to do something physically for the Lord, then we should take the advantage of that situation without waiting for anybody else. So this is the proof that Vindhyavali, she is so well protected in the four walls of the king's palace. Now she is rushing to the spot and she is ready to help her husband. And what did she do? She brought water filled in a large golden pot. He's a king, so he has golden pot that's meant for the Lord's use. And she helped her husband to wash the lotus feet of the Lord. And what happened? Yajamahana swayam tasya siman pada yugam mudaha. At that time, Bali Maharaj, he worshipped Lord Vamandev's feet very jubilantly, muda, very happily. Just see the position of a devotee. His Guru Maharaj is telling him, look, what are you going to do now? You will be totally bereft of all your possessions. You will be lying in the street like a poverty stricken in the next moment. He is warned with such a statement. Now he is washing the lotus feet of that same very person who is going to deprive him of his all material opulence, and with jubilation, muda, accompanied by his wife. Just see the position of a devotee of the Lord. They are not bothered about anything. They simply immersed themselves in the service of the Lord when opportunity comes. So muda, yajamana swayam tasya srimat padajugam, srimat padajugam. Lord's lotus feet is the shelter of all opulence, Srimat. So, if I serve this lotus feet who is endowed with all opulences, what is there to fear? Nothing to fear. That's why Padajugam Muda, with jubilation. Then what did he do? After washing the lotus feet of the Lord, he collected the water and he sprinkled on his head. Because, tad apo viswa pavani, that water which has washed the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu has the quality to eradicate all sin of the universe. Viswa pavani. So that's why Bali Maharaj, he knew that Vishnu, he has come. I know he is here to cheat me, no problem. But at least I am getting the opportunity to serve him in this way. So he sprinkled the water on his head to purify himself. Tada Surendram Divi Devatagana. At that time, Tada, very interesting thing. Tada Sankalpa Dana Samaye. While he is performing his vow, he is doing all these things, Tat Karma Gyatvapi Gurutaha Sravanena Punaha Satrave Bhudana Rupam Arjavam O Kautilyam. This is a meditation actually. When we study Bhagavatam, we are supposed to meditate on the pastime of the Lord so that we can actually purify ourselves. We can get the benefit of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Tada, at that time, even though he remembers, he understands that my Guru Maharaj has warned me, he has cautioned me not to do this, but still, O Kautilyam, without any duplicity, without having a tinge of speck of desire in his heart, which might show an aversion towards the performance. No. That kind of desire is no more there in his heart. That's why, O Kautilyam, Tada, Surendram, he is Surendra. Divi Devatagana. At that time, all the demigods, Gandharva, Siddha, Charanas, they appeared in the sky. Because even though they are the enemy, right? They are the enemy of Bali Maharaj. But now, they are very pleased to see such magnanimous activity which is being performed by Bali Maharaj. They are very happy to see. And what did they do? They are very, not only happy, they are very much, so much appreciative of Bali Maharaj's such a wonderful action at that moment. Tatkarma sarvepi grananta arjavam. He is arjava, there is no Kautilya, there is no duplicity in him. That's why sarvepi grananta. They all became so happy and they were glorifying him. How did they glorify? Prasuna varsai babrisur mudanvita. And they were jubilantly showering the flowers, prasuna, babarsa. Why? They were recognizing the wonderful act of such a Vaishnava. Yeah, when we perform the activity, I mean to say, when you perform devotional service in Krishna consciousness, we should do anything and everything without any reservation. Vaishnava character is free from duplicity. They perform everything in the service of the Lord. When I was reading this, I was remembering the past time in Vrindavan. Many of you may be knowing, in Vrindavan there are 12 forests. One of the forest name is called Bahulavan. There is a temple on the bank of Bahulakund where a cow is being worshipped till today with its calf. Her name is Bahula, Bahula cow. So there used to be a very wonderful devotee of Lord Krishna He was living in that village. He was a Brahmana. And he had a cow whose name was Bahula. This Bahula used to go to the forest for grazing. And one day it so happened that while grazing in the forest, she met with a tiger. And this tiger came to the cow and he said, "Now I want to eat you. I am hungry." She said, "Okay, you want to eat me? No problem, but you have to give me some time." He said, "What do you mean by that?" "I have a little calf at home. She has been crying for the milk. At least for the last time, you allow me to go and feed her milk. Then I will come back to you." He said, "All right, you can go." So the Bahula, she went back to her house and she started talking to her calf. She said, "My dear baby, you can drink as much milk as you want to your fullest satisfaction this time." "Why, my dear mother, this time?" "No, this will be your last time drinking milk from me." She said, "Why?" "No, I have given my word to the tiger, and after I go back to the forest, I will never return to you again." Then the calf said, "How can I drink the milk from you if I cannot protect you? So I will not drink unless I protect you. So what do you want?" "No, I will also go along with you." And when this cow and calf are conversing with each other, the owner, he could hear their conversation. And he said, "Well, if I am not able to give you protection, who am I? I cannot become your master. So why only you two? I also want to go with you." So cow, Bahula, her calf, and the master, the Brahmana, they all three went to the spot. And when they went there, the tiger is there. So tiger said, "I wanted you to only come. Why other two are coming?" Then they said, "Well, you know, we cannot give protection, that's why, you know, we are coming." So the story is, you see the chastity of a Vaishnava. She gave her word to the, you know, tiger. She knew, "I'm not going to return back." And because she was doing her duty properly, she was protected by Lord Vishnu. Finally, Lord Vishnu appeared and he saved all of them. And that was a test actually put forward to this Vaishnavi, Bahula. Sometimes in Krishna consciousness, we face with many different types of tests. And we take our own decisions without having unflinching faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here is a cow. Apparently speaking, she is encased in an animal body, but she has never forgotten her duty. So Lord protects the devotees. Jatayu, she was a bird. So much faith on the Lord Ramchandra, she fought against Ravana till death. Ravana finally gave her benediction. So Vaishnava, they are fully dependent on the merciful protection of the Supreme Lord. Bali Maharaj, you see, here his Guru Maharaj is denying him. But what did he do? He did it. And interestingly speaking, you see how Lord Vishnu, he protects the devotees and he chastises the miscreants. It is said, if you are doing, you know, very intensive devotional service, definitely Lord will protect you. In no time, immediately Lord will protect you. Similarly, if the severity of sinful activity is very high, then you can expect the reaction immediately. It is said, atyugra punya papa punya papani yahaiva phalamasnute tribhi varsair tribhi masair tribhi pakshair tribhir dinahi. Ati ugra punya papani yahaiva phalamasnute. Ati ugra punya papa. Result is received like this. Tribhi varsair, in 3 years. Or 3 months in 3 months, or in 3 paksha, or even 3 days. Yeah, what happened to Bali Maharaj? Bali Maharaj actually, after forbidding his disciple, he did not stop there. He said, this is a garbage disciple. He does not know actually how I am trying to protect him. Anyway, I must protect him. And what he did? Actually, Bali Maharaj, he was a very, very, you know, he's a kavi, he's a very learned scholar actually. He knows the art of, science. And she actually entered into the Kamandalo and blocked the water coming out of the mouth of the Kamandalo. So that he cannot do the Sankalpa. But Lord Bhamanadev, he understood what is this Bali Maharaj is doing. Sorry, Shukracharya is doing. Shukracharya assumed a form and entered into that Kamandalo and blocked the water flowing from the mouth of the Kamandalo. And when Bamandev, he understood, he took a kusa grass in his left hand and he pierced. That's how Shukracharya is blinded by one eye. So see, because immediately he got the reaction. Why you are prohibiting somebody who is trying to serve the Supreme Lord? How do you dare to do so? No, you cannot do so. So this is the reaction. That's why this verse is atyugra punya papani yahiva phalamastu. This is how atyugra papa punya follow is sin. You can see in the life of Bali Maharaj. This is a papa karma he was doing. He was forbidding his disciple not to perform devotional service for the pleasure of the Lord. As a result of which, he lost his eyes. So we have to be very careful in performing our devotional service, stopping somebody from what they are doing for the pleasure of the Lord. If you do that, definitely there is a severe reaction waiting for us. These are the lessons we can learn from this. And you can see this dana, if you speak about giving charity, Bhagavata speaks about giving charity in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. But according to Kurma Puran, there are 4 types of dana. The highest form of charity is called Bimalam dana. Bimal means namala. Bimala. Totally free from the dirt. That is for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. We know this. You study Bhagavad Gita, listen to Prabhupada's lecture. Prabhupada sometimes speaks a lot of things about who is a worthy person to give charity and who can actually give charity. Don't accept charity from a papatma, sinful person. Don't give charity to somebody who is greedy for your money, who has no capacity to protect the charity giver, who is not going to utilize that gift for the service of Lord Vishnu. Nice description have been given. Those who are against scripture, pasandis, don't give them charity. So in that way, in this section, lot of instructions have been given to the devotees how they can execute their devotional service for the pleasure of the Lord to clear their back path home back to Godhead. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. It is 9:00, so we will stop here.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare.
Because he was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. He had the benediction from Prahlad Maharaj.